Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
You know, Arisha, I think it's finally time we put our long-standing feud to bed.
For the last time, I did not rearrange those magnets.
First of all, I know it was you, and I'm only pretending to be over it.
Well, I don't know. I guess if rappers Kanye West and Drake can bury the hatchet, we might as well give it a try.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, I mean, this feud has been going on for years.
No, I'm surprised because I feel like Kanye has got to be like the most difficult person in the entire world to get along with.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Drake is just the most humble guy, right?
Constantly just sitting down. But I'm sure they had just a nice, calm, ego-free conversation to work this whole thing out.
Yeah, in the most perfect environment for that, a strip club.
Mm-hmm. Titties always help. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Wednesday, November 17th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is there anything better than a juicy celebrity feud? Honestly, no, there's not.
No.
And the one between rappers Kanye West and Drake has just been classic. Mm-hmm. Like, there have been diss tracks and album sales competitions and a lot of sassy interview moments, which I live for. Mm-hmm. But suddenly, Drake and Ye seem to have just completely ended their beef for now.
Yeah, these two love drama more than two high school kids that are dating. And I'm here for it. I love watching mm-hmm. it. So yeah. Last night, Kanye posted a photo on his Instagram where he's seen posing with Drake. The two are standing with music promoter Jay Prince, supposedly in front of Drake's mansion. And he captioned it with a simple dove emoji, which, in case you don't know, that's the symbol of peace. Mm-hmm. So Kanye, in classic Kanye fashion, is making a statement here.
Yeah, he loves to make just very short, simple statements. That's Kanye in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. He's so succinct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Drake also posted to his Instagram around the same time. He shared a video of him and Kanye at a Dave Chappelle show in Drake's hometown of Toronto.
Yeah, it's almost like they just got engaged or something, this whole coordinating of Insta posts. So
seriously.
Cute. So the two attended Chappelle's stand-up show on Monday night. And in the video that Drake shared, he has his arms wrapped around Kanye's neck, sounds like it's negative, but he's smiling. Clearly, they're showing that they're feeling the love. And then during the show, Chappelle even commented on the two being there together, saying, "You have to admit to yourself, this shit is impressive. Tonight, he meaning Drake, brought some of the biggest stars on earth, Kanye West."
I love how he says biggest stars and then just says Kanye West.
Yeah. And also on earth. Are there big stars on another planet we don't know about?
Hopefully, because I'm sick of these ones. So fans of Kanye and Drake know how big of a deal this is. Like, the two have been bringing some drama for years. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Drake was seen with Amber Rose, Kanye's ex. And it's just like little things here and there since pretty much the start of their careers. But for a long time, it's been mostly friendly.
Yeah.
So Kanye and Drake have collaborated on projects for years. And Drake would often even cite Kanye as one of his biggest inspirations. Although he did also say he wanted to surpass Kanye's career, which mm-hmm. a lot of fans took as some kind of tension between the two, maybe a dig at Kanye.
Mm, yeah. Well, so a major moment came in summer 2013 when Drake hosted OVO Fest and Kanye made a surprise guest appearance. And so on stage, Kanye told the crowd he would never have made the album Watch the Throne with Jay-Z if Drake wasn't putting pressure on them. And he said he wanted to pay his respects to Drake, which was a big deal to Drake, who then told MTV News that Kanye's appearance was probably the most important moment in my career to date. Which isn't like signing your record deal like the most important
right.
moment, but I don't know. I'm not a rapper yet.
Nothing like someone else showing up to your appearance no. unannounced. Like, wow, what a great moment in my career.
Yeah. Drake also said, "I think me and Kanye have wanted to express our respect for each other for a long time. And sometimes rap, the business, the competitiveness, and just the heart behind it forces you to not talk to the people you quietly admire."
But that love did not last mm-mm. because over the past few years, things between the two have gotten pretty real. In 2018, Kanye produced the album Daytona for Drake's longtime rival, Pusha T. And in the song Infrared, Pusha T called out Drake for allegedly using a ghostwriter, which is a major dig in the mm-hmm. rap game. Like, you don't want people to think that you can't spit your own lyrics.
Yeah, we're not writing copy for vacuums. You don't use ghostwriters for rap.
What a sad career for a ghostwriter. Right? Vacuum copy.
Pusha T also exposed Drake's secret child with former adult film star Sophie Brisseau in the song The Story of a Dedan. And when it was revealed to be true, Drake then blamed Kanye for giving Pusha that information. Mm. Of course, Kanye denied this. And on a Chicago radio show in the summer of 2018, he said, "I'm Ye. I get major things to do other than be telling him some information about Drake."
That's real rich coming from someone who leaked Drake's address. Like, do you have better things to do? Yay.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Explain yourself.
He never could.
Later that year, Kanye actually apologized to Drake on Twitter, but not for spilling the tea on his secret son, who is named Adonis, but for stepping on the release date of Drake's 2018 album, Scorpion.
Yeah, we need to talk about what's most important, and it's a release. It's not a child whose yeah. family drama is all over the news.
Right,
Kanye also apologized for being involved with Pusha T's album, saying, "There should have been no songs with my involvement that had any negative energy towards you." And yes, he again denied telling Pusha about Drake's son.
But the two obviously couldn't play nice for long. This is Kanye we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. And things actually got worse just a few weeks after that whole thing when Kanye addressed rumors that his wife, Kim Kardashian, had hooked up with Drake in the past.
Yeah, which was just what? Record scratch there. So what Kanye really didn't like was that Drake didn't try to deny them. So during an interview on Complex's hip hop debate show, Everyday Struggle, Kanye addressed Drake not denying the rumor, saying, "You're not saying nothing. That don't sit well with my spirit."
If I was Drake, I wouldn't say anything either. Like, I'm petty enough to be like, this obviously bothers you. I'm going to let it bother you, whether it's true or not.
I would love for you to be in a feud with Kanye.
I am in one. He just doesn't know about it yet.
The whole world would need aloe.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. So this year, the feud went to yet another level when the two released albums at pretty much the same time.
Yeah. So Kanye announced he was releasing his highly anticipated album, Donda. Of course, there were a lot of starts and stops. We talked about that a couple of times. And then Drake said he was going to release his album, Certified Lover Boy, just 1 week after Kanye's album, which naturally would, of course, lead to major competition in album sales. And yeah, as it turns out, Drake won that battle. Certified Lover Boy became the most streamed album of the year.
Wow. And Drake didn't even have to rent out a stadium and live
there. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Or wear this mask over his face for like 20 days straight.
So now just a couple months later, they've suddenly, I guess, buried the hatchet. Earlier this month, Kanye made Drake a peace offering.
Yeah, so Jay Prince posted a video on his Instagram that featured Kanye reading a prepared statement. In the video, Kanye offered a truce, saying, "Yo, this is Ye and Jay Prince. I'm making this video to address the ongoing back and forth between myself and Drake. Both me and Drake have taken shots at each other, and it's time to put it to rest. I'm asking Drake on December 7th to join me on stage as a special guest to share the two biggest albums of the year live in Los Angeles." And it's looking like Drake accepted his offer.
Yeah. I just love that he started with, "Yo, this is Ye." He's like those people that don't know color ID exists. And they're like, "Hey, it's
hey, it's me.
It's Joe." It's like, I know that. But the timing of the two hanging out is definitely interesting because Drake is facing major legal heat for the Astroworld tragedy.
Yeah, so Drake recently performed at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival in Houston. And we all know the absolutely tragic story now. 10 concertgoers died when the crowd surged toward the stage. There have been more than 100 lawsuits filed at this point, and Drake is named in many of them for inciting the crowd and creating unsafe conditions for attendees. In fact, just yesterday, he was named in a $750 million lawsuit filed by a Houston lawyer on behalf of 125 victims, including the family of one man who died.
And I gotta say, it feels like Drake's response to what happened at Astroworld has been a little all over the place.
Yeah, I feel like... So the Monday after that Friday tragedy, he posted to his Instagram, "I've spent the past few days trying to wrap my mind around this devastating tragedy. I hate resorting to this platform to express an emotion as delicate as grief, but this is where I find myself." But then, the Saturday right after this hell happened, Drake washed his sorrows away on a $1 million splurge at a Houston strip club. That was $1 million in cash, by the way. There are photos of people on the floor bathed in money. So it's like,
yeah,
really? Come on.
Yeah, like, how sad are you? Like, it just seems like PR at this point. And, you know, Drake does need some good press right now. And the Kanye truce is definitely doing that for him.
Yeah. And that's saying a lot, because if we're talking about a truce with Kanye as being good press, like, that tells you how bad things are.
I mean, if anyone can forgive Kanye, they're a saint.
Yeah. So after everything that's gone on with Kanye this year, it could be that he's also ending the year on a positive note, too. Less negative.
So, I mean, it is nice to see people getting along. And I guess it's nice to see these two together. I don't honestly care if they're friends, but feuds between rappers in the industry are really common. They make for great tracks and they're almost expected, right?
Yeah, here's the thing. These two wish they were Biggie and Tupac. Like, this feud, and I'm saying feud with the most exaggerated quotes I could ever come up with, is just like, come on, go home to your like $1 million mansions in your gold plated beds. I don't want to hear it. Like, you don't know anything.
Yeah, seriously. Honestly, like, given what an absolute loudmouth Kanye is, I'm truly surprised he doesn't have a feud with everyone in the industry at this point.
I mean, I feel like he has a feud with everyone. Like, he's got a feud with you. He has a feud with me. Like, he has feuds. Right. They're all over the place.
We're the biggest in the game.
Yeah.
So
I can't wait to drop this diss track.
Same. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss. Give it up.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.